This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Twins and Marlins rubber match tonight at Target Field. Well, Chris had a one-on-one with the manager earlier today. Their chat brought to you by UCare.
Joined by Rocco Baldelli, he kicked off the next official year of his life with a big win last night. And Rocco, that was an outstanding team effort. And we talked about it with Byron after the ballgame, that it felt like when Louis came in and got those three strikeouts, just the energy in the whole building changed. And Byron was quite behind that. Did you feel that change too?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge moment in the game. I mean, Lou coming in out of the pen, really dicing him up, making great pitches, and then sticking in the game for a while, getting it done, was phenomenal. I mean, we needed that. We actually needed that. We had a lot of innings to cover. We needed to put up some zeros, and Lou was a monstrous part of the win, and Buck with a huge day at the plate. So a lot of really nice things happening to get the win last night.
Let's move ahead to today now. You've got another chance, and you guys obviously with a slim margin for errors, and David Festa to the mound, and what we've seen from Festa lately is he's been able to miss bats out of the zone, and what we've seen from the Marlins is they are a team that's up there swinging, so a chance for David Festa to attack with his strength today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what David can do out there against them. David has swing and miss stuff. He's got really three pitches that he can miss bats with. I think he has the makings of a very good-looking major league starter. So him going out there, that slider-changeup combination for his off-speed pitches, I think it's the kind of stuff he can start in the zone, finish it out of the zone, and get some good results with it.
I want to close with a couple of non-game related stuff. We've been drilling down so much on every minute detail of every single game. Marlins' new GM is Peter Bendix, and he's a guy who was an intern with the Rays when you were a part of that organization. He's risen through the industry like a rocket. Now he's running his own club as he starts this rebuild in Miami. What do you remember of him as a young guy, and what can you tell folks about him?
He's incredible with people, just a great human being. He was initially one of the guys in Tampa Bay that was kind of the connector between different parts of the organization, between the front office and other parts of the front office and the major league staff and the front office. And yes, a very bright guy, incredibly thoughtful guy, but really his ability to, you know, take fairly complicated things and just kind of talk about them in regular person terms. I'd say that's probably his biggest strength. He's also a big food guy who I've had a lot of very good meals with over the years. But he's a guy that I think the Marlins, great guy to have responsible for your team and the guy making the calls.
In particular with Tampa, but also here and also in Boston, you've been around organizations where a lot of front office types or these kind of hybrid roles, like connector types, I think was a great term you just used. Can you sense early when a guy is on that sort of a path?
I think you can. It takes time to see if guys really settle into Major League Baseball, because it's one thing to be kind of a fan of the game or to enjoy the game or to study the game, but to really dedicate your life to it, to be open to spending, you know, every single day at the ballpark doing this and still being that passionate about it after a period of time is I think what separates a lot of people in our game.
That's a really good point, and we'll close with passion, because today is also, as we're speaking, the finale at the Coliseum for the Oakland A's. And I know for a guy like me who kind of grew up baseball-wise once I got to the Bay Area, it was a pretty important place, and it was important to a lot of folks. You played there, you managed there, you coached there. Any passing thoughts on the end of an era?
Well, in a lot of ways, I will miss it. In a few ways, maybe I won't miss it, but the truth of the matter is the history there, amazing. I mean, the things that have gone on in that building are incredible. When you show up there to play in Oakland, the weather, the field itself, the conditions, the foul territory, all of these different things, and then the past players who've played there, it kind of makes you feel a little different when you step out there on the field, a little nostalgic and things like that. So in that sense, I will miss it. It was definitely a totally different environment than any other place that you'll ever play in, and I think the league will miss it in a lot of ways.
I think it's very well said. That's Rocco Baldelli. Baldelli. Go get a win today. We'll send it back to the studio.
Yeah, thanks so much, Chris. Hoping for a win. Also, an interesting roster move to note before today's game. Christian Vasquez away from the team with a personal family matter today. Hoping the best for him. Rocco hoping to have him back tomorrow. Twins didn't want to be stuck with just one catcher in Ryan Jeffers today, so they did option Simeon Woods Richardson, whose season is done, and Jair Camargo is up here with the Twins. That conversation with manager Rocco Baldelli brought to you by UCARE, people-powered health plans. Well, up next, the retirement of a baseball icon in the Coon Rapids community. Next on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.